Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, president and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's Mr.
Sandman. Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. Well, it is one of those mornings in the Bay. It's gray, but hey, wake up! For those of you just joining me for the first time, welcome. People around here, yep, they call me the Sandman. Don't you love the music? That's because I help people sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. You got a problem, give me a call. I am an attorney and a financial advisor practicing here in the Bay Area every single day. It's a Saturday, no difference, but I'm here. We're broadcasting live right now out of our studio in downtown Oakland. I'm proud to be from Oakland. Have you seen that movie out there called Blindside? Get out there and see it. It's all about downtown Oakland and what it's like to be a young man in this area. And that got me thinking a little bit. So if you have a question, maybe something just happened to you. Maybe you have a question about buying real estate right now or getting out of this all-time bull market. Maybe even Bitcoin or blockchain. I've got an incredible interview coming up later. Or if you don't want to be on the air, you can always tweet me a question 24 hours a day at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio anytime you want. Is the Trump rally over? I know you're thinking. The U.S. stock market hasn't gone so long in a positive direction ever. Think about that. You want to add to that, the economy has been growing since 2009, March 9th to be exact. Unemployment is low. Interest rates seem to be low. And the Fed, Powell this week was up in Jackson Hole and they saw the moose is walking around. That's a good sign. Monetary policy moose. Have you heard that? Anyway, he says he's going to do whatever he can to keep it going. And then you add to that this week, we had the two of the president's men convicted, guilty, impeachment word floating around. But none of that matters. The market keeps going higher. So everyone's asking the question, is this over? How much higher can it go? Will the market be more volatile? After all, this is the last week of summer. And next week we start September. Can you believe it's September already? And you remember what happens in September and October. Those are some of the worst months ever, despite having a bull market. So how do you ensure you're going to have enough income in retirement when the market goes down 10, 20, 30% or more? We're going to get into that today. What are some strategies right now that you can be looking at, including possibly blockchain? It's going to be a fascinating show. You're going to learn a lot today. So stick around because this is going to be a real education. Now, let's get started. So as I started to discuss, this is the longest bull market in U.S. history. We passed, think about this, we passed the 1990 to 2000 dot-com bust. You remember that? A lot of people, including myself, have visions of our neighbors packing up the U-Hauls and slinking away. Remember that? Slip sliding away. Anyway, that was March 9th, 2009 is when this current bull market started. And since then, the S&P 500 is up over 300%. And the Dow Jones is way up over 300%. And get this, the NASDAQ, which got punished, it's up over 600%. It's incredible. For the week, the Dow was up 0.47% to 25,790. S&P up 0.86 to 28,74. NASDAQ up 1.66, huge, to 79.45. It's closing on 8,000. I mean, imagine that. And then we had some interesting news come out again this week. The trade war with China failed. Everyone went home and packed up their Louis Vuittons and went home. So that's over. You have two men in the president's cabinet connected to him. Guilty. And the word impeachment came up again this week. You think an impeachment's going to happen? I don't. I'll tell you why. Remember how many impeachments we've had in the history of this country? Two. Nixon, Clinton. And what was the difference between the two? No. Nixon. Do you remember Nixon, what the economy was like? It was bad. And the market? Bad. And Nixon? Goodbye. Impeached. Boom. It all has something to do with the market, do you think? And then, what was the second impeachment we almost had? Clinton. That's right.
Happy time. Jinkui.
That's right. Clinton was happy times. We had a great market going, and it didn't happen. He didn't get impeached. So what do you think is going to happen? I don't think it's going to matter. I think it's going to come back when we start talking about the elections that are coming up in November. But guess what? I think after that, it's going to be a distant memory. Okay, that's my thought. Anyway, this week, you know, we had the Fed meeting, and they were talking about the economy overall. And so you got to ask yourself, again, back to this theme, longest bull market in history, what's propelling this most recent burst? And what's going to propel this higher or not? Here's what you have to be thinking about. First, these tax cuts, they are meaningful. They are having an impact, clearly. Why? Because corporate earnings are doing so well. That is what's driving this. Also, you've got to pay attention to the rollback in regulations. Regulations were strangling us, choking us. Regulators dropping on everything. That stifles business. Take it away. Strip it away. That's what's going on right now. That's wonderful for business. It can flourish. It can breathe. Thank God. You're having a rotation occurring. And this has been helping fuel this market right now. Why? People are rotating stocks, consumer stocks, retail stocks, healthcare, real estate. All these things, if you look at them, go look at the indexes on these things. Last couple months, they've been jamming. They've been getting a lot of volume. So what should you be concerned about? What do you have to look out for? A recession. A recession can and does kill bull markets every single time. Also, if the Fed gets overly aggressive and they raise rates too quickly. Now, Powell said this week in Jackson Hole that he's going to do everything he can to make sure that he doesn't do that, that he's going to keep this going. He thinks the market's going to keep going higher. When you hear that sort of information, it sounds great, but do you feel a little nervous? Of course you do. You've been here before, and you've got to look deeper into all this. So what do I see happening right now? Well, here's the deal. Right now, we've got a lot of money flowing around, a lot of business creating, a lot of jobs, but do we have enough qualified people to actually do the work? I don't think we do. And that's a problem. In fact, I was talking to a buddy last night who runs a business, a very nice business. And you know what he told me? He's looking for people outside of this country. He's bringing them in from other parts of the world. Why? Because they're willing to work. They're willing to put in the effort like a business owner would. And so he loves these people. He brings them in. And when they come over here and see how great it is, things change. Anyway, wow. So that was that's something that we have to think about. How are we going to keep up with the pace? Also, what about wage inflation? Inflation is alive. It's here. You can see it in the prices for everything we're paying. Things are going up in price. And if they keep going up and the Fed doesn't react well enough, which they say they're going to, but how do you know? That could be a problem because that typically is a bull market killer. Also, one thing that people aren't talking about is the money supply, the amounts of cash. If this shrinks because the dollar is so strong, that is another problem that could hit us out of nowhere if we're not paying attention. And the other one, which we had before in 2007, 2008, was the housing market. Remember what happened there? got way overinflated. Right now, our prices are higher relatively to what they were back then. So if you have that happening again, which now the housing market is slowing, we're seeing that. Have we peaked? I mean, these are all signs of a problem just around the corner. And the big one that I'm concerned about is the credit cycle. Because we're seeing problems right now, they're starting to show in investment-grade bonds. And when you see that start to happen in the bond market always is a precursor to what's going on in the stock market. It usually shows you a little bit ahead of time what's going on. Now, what Powell and some other representatives of the Fed said this week, they were talking about these cyclical factors that are happening right now. This is something else that they're keeping their eye on about inflation. And they're saying right now that they're going to raise rates more than what people may have been expecting. So we're looking at least 3 to 4 more times, and they're talking about rates between 2.5% to 2.75%. Is that a big deal? Not really. So if rates go higher than that, then I would expect definitely some problems. Now, where should you be buying right now? Where are the deals? Are everything so fairly valued or overvalued? What do you buy right now if you have cash? Here's some things to think about. Emerging markets, in my opinion, look really good right now. They're still really cheap, and there's still a lot of opportunity there, but you need to prepare yourself for volatility because it's not like you're not going to have any volatility in that space. So emerging markets might be a place you take a look at. Europe might be a place you look at. I'll talk about value tech. We're going to talk 2 segments from now. We're going to talk about Bitcoin and blockchain and what's happened in that market. It's been incredible what's happened in terms of the beating it's taken. And so as you start to think about alternative places you can go and place capital, this is going to be a very interesting conversation. You're going to want to hear this. So I'm going to call that value tech. And I'm going to say to you right now, it might be a good idea to start reducing some of your overall equity exposure. Why? Because you can get over 2% right now in safe, fixed income, short-term, low volatility type things. This is better than we've seen 18 months ago. And so if you can take some of that risk off the table, I'm going to talk about this in my last segment. What are stocks going to do for this year, the next 5-10 years? President Vanguard talked about it. I'm going to talk to you about that. Then it might be make a good idea to take some of those profits, put them in something earning some interest, and avoid what's coming, because we all know what's coming. And this could be a problem. So let's take a look at it. And some things you might want to look at. According to Morningstar, the survey just came out. Passive again beat active managers this year. Again. However, the active managers with lower fees. So again, look at your fees you're paying on these active managers. They should be reasonable. That brings me to fees. JP Morgan this week said free trading. There's a free trading app. So you can open an account, trade all you want. Is that a good idea? I don't think so. I think it's kind of like giving a kid a loaded gun with the safety off. So if you want to go ahead and trade all you want right now with your future, go ahead and do it. Next week, what do you got to watch out for? It's the last week of summer. We're going into Labor Day, and after that, it's going to get exciting. I'm going to tell you right now. Tuesday, the consumer confidence comes out. 70% of our economy, our driver is the consumer, so let's see what they're going to say. And Wednesday, we get the real GDP number. If we get over 4%, that's going to be very good. So that's what's coming up next week. When we come back with the uncertainty of the market going forward, what are some simple things you can do now to make sure your income doesn't suffer later? You're going to be surprised at the answer. It pays to keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Welcome back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Retiring successfully is the result of proper preparation, and no one prepares you more for retirement than the Sandman and his team. This show is dedicated to helping people with proven strategies and advice on how to achieve your retirement goals. Call the Liberty Group right now at 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. Operators are standing by. Now, here's your host, David Hollander.
Just saying, yes.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We are back in black. This is the longest bull run that we have ever seen in U.S. history. And if you remember back to 1990 and the dot-com bust, 1990 to 2000, that was quite an incredible market. We just surpassed that. And people are now wondering, is this over? Well, this past week, we saw two of the president's men found guilty, didn't phase the market. You had the China trade talks end yesterday with no result. And the market didn't care, just kept going higher. So you're wondering, when is this over? What should you be doing right now?
You've got mail.
So Rich is asking me a question. This is a great question. He's asking me, how do you protect all the money you've made over the last few years? Well, let me get that. That's my my question here, but I also got a caller, so let me take that. I got Steve right now. Got Steve in Santa Cruz. Steve, good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I've been retired a few years. I've heard you on this station for numerous years now, and I'm deciding right now, currently, whether I need to take my Social Security.
Okay.
And I have a few different things going on in my life. I'm not sure if I have enough money each month for what I'm trying to accomplish life-wise, and I do have over $1 million in an IRA and Roth, and I do have some payments on my house that I have to pay off in 3 years.
Okay,
but I'm wondering, it will be paid off in 3 years. That's what will be happening. I'm wondering, my daughter is trying to, basically, she's getting out of a marriage right now, and she needs about $100,000. To basically get out of that.
Yeah.
And I'm just, what would you do in this situation? I'm a healthy guy. I don't really want to live outside of what I have. And I'm just kind of deciding the Social Security stuff right now.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, it's a good question. Now, you live down in Santa Cruz.
Yes.
So you have a nice property. It's definitely appreciated in value, and you're paying it off, which means you have no debt on that. And that's a great asset to have, particularly if you like the house. You want to stay in the house?
Yeah, I would like to, yes.
Okay. So, you know, if that's something you want to do and you have it paid off, I'll tell you, when we have recessions and bad markets, it's nice to not to have the bank on your back. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you've got to weigh that against helping your daughter. Now, you said you have over $1 million in IRAs and Roths, and that's great, but you said you're 66, I believe, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, so you're 66 years old. You're eligible right now for your Social Security. As you know, you were eligible at 62, but you've been waiting to take it. That's smart. have you mainly been living off your savings or a small pension, or how are you paying your bills right now?
That's basically the way.
Okay. And so you said that you're finding yourself short each month, that you're basically just barely getting by. So you're probably eating into your savings. Is that right?
Yeah, barely getting by and making moves in the accounts that I don't want to.
Yeah, I understand. And you probably have some pretty good gains built up because we had this long bull market and you've done all right in that stock market. You know, this is and then you got to help your daughter, and that's probably very important to you, isn't she?
That's the most important thing in this whole situation.
Yeah. And having a child in a bad divorce is tough, and you want to help them. You want to help them get out of there, especially, do you have grandchildren?
Two.
Oh boy. Okay. Yeah. That's tough. So, you know, your daddy helping out your baby, and you also got to think about yourself. So in this case, you know, I'll tell you what, you really need to get yourself a plan. And I talk about this all the time on the show, but it'd really be nice to map all this out and see what your options are and make some decisions based on, will this work? It sounds like, you know, my gut is we can do this. It's not going to be a problem. But the worst thing I want to see is you're in your 80s and you run out of money. And right now, if your portfolio is, you know, more aggressive than it needs to be, and you're counting on a certain amount of money, you're going to take a withdrawal sale to your IRA, it's all taxable, and that messes up your tax situation. I mean, you really got to, you got some decisions here you got to make that are going to be important. And the one thing we don't want to do is make a mistake. So I'm going to say you should give us a call and take advantage of this plan I'm going to offer here in about 6 minutes. But do that, because that will that'll line some things up for you, some options that you could explore.
Well, I appreciate that, and I figured this would be the reason to call, if any. I've been listening, like I said, for a couple of years, and I appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. I appreciate you, and just call us back in a few minutes and be one of those 10 callers, and we'll get you in there.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Take care. So, great. You know, this is life, right? This is life. A lot of people are living life, and you got to make some decisions, some big decisions. And right now, we had another question from Rich, which was asking how to protect your money, even though this market could go down 10, 20, 30%. I mean, this could happen next month. It really could, because that's just a simple correction. And those happen all the time. And we're going into September and October, which traditionally are the worst months of the year. So I'm going to tell you, Rich, you should buckle up. Because after a relatively tame 2017, volatility in the stock market is back, and it's going to come again. And the most critical, often cited measure of volatility that we take a look at is called the VIX index. And the VIX index last year was barely 12. Right now, we're getting real close to 17. So it's higher, which means there's more volatility. And the question you got to ask yourself, Rich, and my last caller, what you need to be thinking about right now is, are you willing to forego the potential gains, more upside, in exchange for more safety? Think about that. Do you want more safety in your life? This was a recent survey that came out from Allianz Life, 2018 Market Perception Study. According to the study, you are. The study shows that American investors have become more comfortable with short-term market gyrations compared to 2015. But get this, 37% admit the recent volatility has heightened their anxiety. They can't sleep at night, and that's why I'm here. I'm the Sandman. I hope you sleep. So if you're worried about this, about losing money, then you got to think about it. You need to rebuild right now. Or are you willing to work another 10 years? It's a question you got to ask yourself. Because if you don't do anything and it goes down, you've been there, remember? We just had it in 2008. So what you need to do right now is you need to get positioned into some strategies that are going to protect your principal and give you some upside potential if the markets go higher. So what does that mean? Well, it means you got to find the right balance. You got to explore what options are best for you, like my last caller. You've got life. Life still happens, even if the market goes down. But let me first start saying, you heard that last caller's situation. Life is complicated, and no one's the same. And you probably don't know where to start. So you need to start by talking to someone who has been through this and the last two recessions we've had right now. You need to make sure that you talk to someone who's qualified, who's knowledgeable, who's a professional, who has experience. These folks running around 2, 3, 4 years, they don't know what this is all about. They've never been there before. They're going to get knocked out. So you need to make sure you're talking to someone who has been there before, has a strategy to work through this. Because we're talking about the rest of your life. My last caller was 66. He could live another 30 years. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these situations every day. In our office, we have a CPA with 20 plus years experience, 3 estate planning attorneys, and 15 financial advisors who work as a team. It's the team that helps you through making decisions like these. Ask who's on your team. We can help you understand what moves you should be making right now. And this is all in our Protect Your Assets Life Plan I was just talking about. In our plan, you're going to learn exactly what steps you can take right now to make sure your retirement is what you've been dreaming about. Find out what things you need to be doing right now before it's too late. If you saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of savings account, then pick up the phone now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have your own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you at no charge. Call 888-588-5818. Again, the number is 888-588-5818. It's not uncommon that you think everything's fine, safe. Yet as Mike Tyson said, that all changes when you get punched in the face. Don't get punched in the face. Find out how much risk you're taking right now before it's too late. Pick up the phone. Talk to a member of my team. They're sitting there right now. Right now, they're sitting there. Call them. 888-588-5818. Again, 888-588-5818. Call now. Is Bitcoin the answer to the next market correction? Find out everything you always wanted to know about blockchain technology. It's all coming up next. My next guest is pretty good. So keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. When our problem comes along, you must rip it before the creek heads out too long. You must rip it when something's going wrong. You must rip it. Now whip it. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And you've tuned into likely the most important show when it comes to protecting your wealth right now, because other shows are talking about the annuity of the week or the stock idea of the week. Well, guess what? We help you explore the important financial and retirement questions that you want answered, like blockchain technology. Is it the answer to the next market correction? Because consider this. Right now, since the end of 2017, the cryptocurrency market is down nearly 70%. That's right, down 70% according to Fundstrat. Remember Bitcoin? Everyone was talking about that. It went to 6463, two-thirds below the high of 18,675. So this is a whole new area. I mean, we're talking about like going to the internet. That's what we're talking about, that sort of type of technology. And so I didn't want to even get near the subject without bringing on an expert. My guest right now is Brent Carey. And Brent is the president and CEO of Empower Radio. Brent is a blockchain analyst expert. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Well, I'm super excited, I got to tell you, to hear about this, because I think that the potential here is tremendous. And I want to talk to someone who knows about this. So let me just start out by asking you one question. What's a no-coiner?
A no-coiner is somebody who has no Bitcoin or has no cryptocurrency. And it's funny because, you know, when I got into this and started to talk to a few friends about it, they dismissed it instantly, and now they're holding to that position, and that would be a no-coiner position. A little bit salty.
Yeah,
not getting in so early.
That's exactly what I was getting at. It's the kind of people who kind of miss the opportunity. They're like, don't go near that stuff. It's poison, doesn't work, right? Because they just They missed
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Gotcha. That's just a little bit of humor. Anyways, let's get into the subject, shall we, about blockchain. I mean, it's pretty exciting. It's a revolution, is it not? I mean, explain to the listeners just what blockchain technology is all about. I mean, just make it simple. What is it?
So blockchain is a distributed ledger, or you could look at it as a slow database. It's a growing list of records or blocks of information that are secure and they cannot be altered. Ideally, that's decentralized, and there's a lot of technical, you know, jargon that we could get into there, but really the best way to look at it is that distributed ledger. So in other words, that information is spread out all over the place, and if one part of the blockchain goes down, that information is secured on other copies of the blockchain. So it can't be changed.
And is it kind of like, let me ask you a question just to kind of think about this. Is it, remember Napster?
Yes.
Is it kind of like Napster?
That's probably a great question for the techie listeners. But in a way, because you can download it, there are, you know, there were copies of Napster everywhere.
Right.
And there are copies of the blockchain everywhere.
And so there's no middleman, right? The middleman's out
Correct.
Of the
yeah,
equation.
It completely cuts out the middleman.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just kind of, what you just said, I understand, but I wanted to kind of make it so the listener can understand. I mean, isn't it true that the biggest part of this is you're stripping the middleman out of the equation, and that's why it's so dangerous to say the Facebooks and the Amazons who kind of get in the middle of everything, right?
It is. It's peer-to-peer, and it's direct. It cuts out the middlemen in a number of different industries, mm-hmm. and that's why it's so revolutionary, and that's why, you know, we're going to see all these different sectors of our society, our world, transformed in the coming years, whether it's financial, whether it's government, retail. There are so many different applications for this technology. You know, we're just scratching the surface of it right now.
And it would it be fair to say that if you're not thinking about blockchain as part of your marketing strategy, you're really making a big mistake?
Well, you need to look at it for your business, absolutely, and see how it fits. There have been some ideas that have come out in the past, you know, couple of years, especially within the past year, where blockchain has become that buzzword, right? You hear it all the time, blockchain, blockchain, blockchain. Yeah. But there are some things that don't belong on the blockchain. There are others that absolutely do. Supply chain is a great way to use blockchain because you can trace things, you can track it. Food, for instance, you know, where did that tainted spinach really come from?
Yeah.
Where were these widgets? Where were these clothes manufactured? You can trace everything through there. So that's a great example of use of blockchain. We saw, you know, in the mania back late last year, somebody tried to put out a banana coin to track bananas. Maybe too specific.
Okay, but you can be that specific, right? I mean, you can track ingredients and in. I mean, just think about medical technology, food.
Exactly.
Business. I mean, it's
yeah, and there are a lot, and there are a lot of companies trying to get in that space. Like you,
right.
you mentioned,
so,
medicine that'll be a big space.
All right, so let me ask you: who are the big players in this space right now? Who are the two big players out there that are investing a lot of money in this technology, in this future?
IBM is pouring money into this.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of money and infrastructure being built by them. Also, quietly, to some extent, Bank of America is getting patent after patent on blockchain ideas and technology, so that'll be interesting to watch that play out. And really, just about every large business is looking at it in some way.
How about Microsoft? Are they involved in it?
They are very involved. Yeah, absolutely. Microsoft is also pouring all kinds of money into it as well. And some of these companies are developing partnerships with other existing crypto companies. And so, if you were to look at the crypto market and some of the companies involved there, you're seeing some partnerships. Stellar is one that is signed up for with a business partnership with IBM, and Stellar is one of the top 10 cryptocurrencies right now. So, you know, this is so early, it's hard to guess who the winners will be, but it's a great idea to look at you know, the different crypto projects that are out there, and instead of looking at them as maybe companies look at them as ideas themselves. You know, this is the idea that they're trying to develop.
And
some
so,
of them will be hugely successful.
Right, and that's just thinking back to the internet and some of these companies now that are really controlling most of the growth of the market. I mean, look at the top five technology companies, particularly in the Bay Area, that have really driven this rally. I mean, it's pretty incredible. And so this could be something in comparison to that in the next 10 years, I would think. And I read a statistic that the blockchain business generated about $5 billion worth of value this year, but they're expecting $3.1 trillion in 2030. $3.1 trillion. And that's incredible.
It's amazing. And if you look at the market for crypto right now, I mean, we're only at about $217 billion today.
Yeah.
At its height, you know, you mentioned some of the stats when we had the bubble. You know, the industry market cap at that point was $829 billion when Bitcoin hit its high in the other market, other markets. But, you know, it's come down so much, and this is still so fresh, so new. And once the big money comes in, and it's happening right now, all the on-ramps are being built. This is going to explode.
And that's the other thing. I've heard that according to some things I was reading in Barron's about the SEC apparently is going to make a decision about this exchange traded fund for Bitcoin on September 30th is what I'm understanding.
Correct.
So that could be very interesting for investors. But, you know, stepping back, my theme this morning is this bull market has been raging, right? And everyone's kind of wondering, when is it over? And, you know, from your perspective, What are some areas, again, it's because it's kind of an unknown, what are some areas people should be looking at to, say, diversify into this space if they're trying to take some chips off the table and spread it around to some other areas that you know, could be the next Facebook, let's face it. I mean, you are talking that kind of technology. So how would someone go about that?
Well, it's very speculative, and it's very volatile. So that is the first thing that people need to understand. And if you're just, you know, getting involved, obviously speaking with a financial planner like yourself would be a great first step. Bitcoin and Ethereum are the big two. Bitcoin is the original blockchain, market cap today of $116 billion. Ethereum is smart contracts. That's the other big one. I think we'll eventually see an ETF coming out for Ethereum. Ripple is not decentralized in the same way that Bitcoin and Ethereum are. And that's another major player. EOS is one of the newer ones. You know, sticking to the top 10 or top 15, those will generally be more established. But there are some great ideas and great projects coming out that are just getting started. And a year from now, we saw this last year, the top 10 could look entirely different than it does today.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's definitely worth a consideration to take a look at. And Brent, this has been really helpful this morning. I really appreciate it. We're definitely going to have you back again as we consider what can you do to diversify your portfolio when it comes to this really high market. Because, you know, one of the things we want to know is there any tech stock companies that would benefit from Bitcoin right now? And I would call those the tech value, wouldn't you? I mean, these are things that are of value. They're cheap when you look at them relatively. What sort of, again, I asked you generally, but is there anything specifically that you think people should take a look at?
You know, right now, considering how low the market is, you're going to see a lot of companies come back and potentially retest their all-time highs. A lot of these projects, however, will likely fade away because, again, it is so early. This is the internet in the early 90s. Okay. And, you know, there were so many different projects and protocols that never made it. Some will. And, you know, Bitcoin is the one that, you know, the granddaddy.
Right.
And there are different areas here, too. So, you know, Litecoin, Digibyte, these are cryptocurrencies in the traditional sense where it's peer-to-peer transactions. You know, those will probably have a little bit longer life.
Okay. Well, Brent, thanks so much. I really appreciate your input this morning, and we will be speaking again. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
So we got to ask, you know, the audience right now, are you open-minded to this sort of thing? I mean, remember, think back to the internet. Wouldn't it have been great to know what the big players like Amazon would have been back then in 1992, say, 93, Apple? I mean, if you just bought tons of that, it could be over right now, right? So maybe you're listening to me right now and things are going pretty good overall because, let's face it, everything is up, except for Bitcoin. but everything's up. The investment plans pretty much across the board look pretty good right now. And let's face it, nothing really bad has happened yet, but this is the last week of summer. Next week is Labor Day, and then we start September and October. And you remember what September and October were like. If you've been an investor for more than, say, 8 to 10 years, you remember Septembers and Octobers. They can be bad. And remember what Jack Welch said. Remember him? He ran GE, made it one of the most successful companies ever. He said, you have to change before you have to. Think about that. Changing before you have to. I'm going to ask you a question. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can possibly do, particularly right now. It's like putting on your seatbelt after a car accident. It's not going to help you. You got to put it on before you put that car in gear. You know that. If you have no idea where you should be putting your money right now or what you should be selling and moving it into things like we were just talking about or other ideas I was talking about in the last segment or things maybe you've never heard about before, then you need to do this. You need to get in front of this issue right now before something bad happens. Because if you don't, this could derail your retirement plans. I've seen it before. I don't want you to forget about 2008. That happened. People had to work another 10 years in some cases just to get back to where they are today. And your peace of mind right now is too important. You have too much life left in you. You need to live that life. You need to talk to an expert. Remember, we have a CPA, 3 attorneys in this office, and 15 financial advisors ready to help you with this. It's all in our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Get your questions answered right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, other type of savings account, pick up the phone right now for the first 10 callers. You can have your very own plan where we'll talk about ideas like this at absolutely no charge. Call this number now, 888-588-5818. Again, 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break. But when I come back, find out what the founder of Vanguard thinks the stock and bond markets are going to do. If you have a 401k, you don't want to miss out on this one. It's coming up next. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you dream of a successful retirement? Let the Sandman and his team guide you towards a smart retirement by calling 888-588-5818 and scheduling an appointment today. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that last segment with my guest, Brent. Did an amazing job. Anyway, listen, if you want to learn more about retiring, come to one of our workshops. We're going to be doing one September 6th in Mountain View. You can go and find them, libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com. Click on the workshops tab, and you can register right there. I want to wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Brian Kennedy, Stephen Downey, Brent Norman, Scott Peterson, and Carolyn Owen. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope you have a great birthday week. Now, before the break in this whole show, we've been talking about this bull market. It's been rallying. People are wondering when it's over. This past week, we saw the trade deals with China fall apart. You saw two people guilty in the President Trump. Impeachment's floating around now. When's it going to end? Good question. Well, according to John Bogle, he's the founder of Vanguard. Smart guy. That's what he said. He said for stocks and bonds for the next 10 years, 4% on average for stocks, 3% for bonds. Wow. So if that guy's saying that, you got to wonder, when are all these good things coming to an end? Remember, trees don't grow to heaven. Now, I'm not saying the stock market's going to crash tomorrow, but the way I see it, things are starting to get a bit more dicey, and that's why it's time to get a checkup. You got to ask yourself, what is your retirement going to look like? Are you going to retire on your own terms? Or are you going to be struggling, having to go back to work when it all comes crashing down? Hopes and dreams will only take you so far. There's things you want to do. And to retire successfully today, even to be in retirement today, you need a retirement game plan. You need to make sure that everything you have coordinates with everything. And that if you take money out because your daughter needs it to get out of a bad marriage, that you can do that. You can afford that. Don't just do it without knowing what's going to happen. So here's how this works. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, go ahead and pick up the phone now and give us a call. We're going to have a conversation where we're going to listen to you carefully. And we're going to do our best to review everything and try to understand what your hopes and your dreams are. Then we're going to outline for you in writing what we see through my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And if you're satisfied, then we're going to work together to help you implement this plan. We got to do this together. You got to help us help you. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, I have a live operator standing by right now. These are people who work with me. They'll ask you intelligent questions. They'll help you through this. 888-588-5818 is that number. Okay. One more time. The number is 888-588-5818. Get your questions answered. Get some help. Want to wish a big thank you to Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets radio network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Coming up next, you got Marty and baseball. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Mr. Sandman, bring me your dream. Making the cutest that I've ever seen.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.